Nice day to start this Thanksgiving week. Lots of sunshine today. High temperature in the upper 60s. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. The overnight low 43. Tomorrow, comfortable day. High 73. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. Showers become more likely and some thunderstorms perhaps Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. High Wednesday, 73. And how about this for a holiday forecast? Partly cloudy with a high temperature up to about 66. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A second person has been arrested in connection to the disappearance of Anaya Blanchard. 35-year-old Antoine Fisher is charged with kidnapping first degree. Fisher is from Montgomery and was arrested Friday night. Blanchard is still missing. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed while responding to a call in Haynesville Saturday night. The suspected shooter, 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, was taken into custody late Saturday night. And Lead Academy's former principal, Dr. Nicole Ivy Price, is now back on the payroll. She was fired last month. School Board President Charlotte Meadows says Ivy Price has been placed on an administrative leave until the board is able to, quote, advise a plan and find something appropriate for her to do. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer is forced out after mishandling the case of Pardon Seal Eddie Gallagher. Spencer agreed to let Gallagher keep his rank even though a review has not been completed.
More State Department documents have been released, about 100 pages. They seem to confirm an extensive effort to generate an after-the-fact justification for the Ukraine controversy.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has jumped into the Democratic presidential field.
Climate change activists delayed the annual Harvard-Yale football game on Saturday. The game was delayed about an hour after activists rushed the field at the end of halftime.
AAA says there'll be over 1.5 million more people on the roads this Thanksgiving week than there were last year.
We have always feared Elsa's powers were too much for this world.
Disney's Frozen iced the competition at the box office over the weekend, earning a whopping $127 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, News on 83.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Just got this from Reed Ingram that they have an Iron Bowl tailgate special. One large Boston butt. With butt rub, the 1/2 gallon of baked beans, 1/2 gallon of potato salad, or swamp slaw, then you get, also includes 24 buns and a gallon of sweet, unsweet tea for $79. Now, you want to get everything taken care of for Iron Bowl? That's it. 280-FARM. Give them a call. Get your order in. $79 for all of that. You're going to feed a whole bunch of people. You're going to make them very, very happy. Iron Bowl meal. Give them a call. 280-FARM. Second point. Last Thanksgiving, I learned this kind of the hard way. If you are going to have family in, you're going to go out to dinner, and Vintage Year is in your sights, give Vintage Year a call. They're dark tonight, but you can leave a message or you can go online at vymgm.com, VintageYearMontgomery.com, vymgm.com, and you can reserve, make your reservations for Wednesday night. Now, a lot of families go out on Wednesday night because mom didn't want to double cook Wednesday, cook Thursday, and they go out to dinner, and Vintage Year is a great place to do that. VYMGM.com. You can do your reservations or call them tomorrow and get in there. It's a great, I tell you what, when I was there last Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I saw everybody and their brother there, including my brother, matter of fact. It was packed and it was great, festive, just, you know, everybody's there, everybody's having a good time, everybody's enjoying great food. So get your reservation in if you have company coming in town, or you want to take mama out to dinner that on Wednesday night so she doesn't have to double cook. Then that is great for both of you. You'll both really, really love it. Okay, so I don't want to puke in my mouth, so we won't do Swalwell right now. So let's do the beloved Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. Now listen to Chris Wallace parroting the press account and the downing the IG report.
President Trump has been pushing a narrative for years that the FBI and other agencies of the government engaged in a conspiracy first to spy on his campaign and then to try to end or oust him from the presidency. Here he is just a couple of days ago.
This was spying on my campaign, something that has never been done in the history of our country. This was an overthrow attempt at the presidency.
But as we've reported, the inspector general is expected to find that, yes, there was some misconduct. A low-level FBI lawyer may have actually doctored a document, which would be very troubling. But on the other hand, that there was a proper basis for opening the Trump-Russia investigation, not political bias. Does that blow a hole in what the president has been saying?
I haven't read the report. Here's what I think right now. I think the FBI is the premier law enforcement agency in all of human history. I also think that there were a handful of men and women at the FBI and possibly in other agencies who in 2016 acted on their political beliefs, both against President Trump and against Secretary Clinton. Now, whether that activity rose to some inappropriate level, I'm going to wait and read the report. Mr. Horowitz is a serious, intelligent man, and I'll read his report with interest.
Okay, so I want to play that first part again. Now, Chris Wallace, without knowing anything, never has seen the report, is doing a report about a story in the Washington Post. That's where he's getting this information from. It's not because somebody called him and told him this. He is reciting a story in the Washington Post. Listen to the first part of this again.
President Trump has been pushing a narrative for years that the FBI and other agencies of the government engaged in a conspiracy first to spy on his campaign and then to try to end or oust him from the presidency. Here he is just a couple of days ago.
This was spying on my campaign, something that has never been done in the history of our country. This was an overthrow attempt at the presidency.
But as we've reported, the inspector general is expected to find that, yes, there was some misconduct. A low-level FBI lawyer may have actually doctored a document, which would be very troubling. But on the other hand, that there was a proper basis for opening the Trump-Russia investigation, not political bias. Does that blow a hole in what the president has been saying?
I haven't read the report.
Stop. Okay. So, Chris Wallace just basically parroted what the story is and took it as a fact. Where is that investigative reporter in you, big guy?
Well, also, how could you, okay, they're saying it's predicated. Does Michael Horowitz have oversight over, say, the CIA?
No, he doesn't. He can't do it. He can't go right out of his bounds.
So, this is, what Chris Wallace is doing here, this is absurd. Horowitz report, this is why Barr was doing a review and now is Tap Durham, because Barr would have the authority given by the president to look into the intelligence community, where a lot of this started.
It really is nuts how they're doing this whole thing.
And
really
also,
is nuts.
Like you said, nobody's read the report.
Yeah. Why not hang on till December the 11th?
Well, and not nobody. The people who have read it are the folks who are leaking.
Oh, of course.
They've read it. Now, I'm sure they're giving us the whole story, right, Chris Wallace?
So you don't believe Lindsey Graham, but you do believe the Washington Post. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to create the narrative here so it's in the mainstream, it's in your system for a couple of weeks of this is just, there's not going to be anything there. So when they don't report on it, oh, yeah, that's old news. Listen to it. He's going to double down on the press report.
We should point out Michael Horowitz, of course, is the Inspector General for the Justice Department. Again, I just want to press a little bit on this with you, Senator. The IG report is expected to say that, yes, there was this low-level lawyer at the FBI who doctored a document. That's alarming. It could be critical, but here are his main conclusions, the IG's. The opening of the Trump-Russia investigation was legitimate. And reportedly, there's no finding that James Comey or Andrew McCabe or Peter Strzok took actions based on political bias. If that's, and we have newspaper reports, you haven't read the report directly, but if that's what the Inspector General finds, will you accept that, sir?
Well, there's this person running around Washington, D.C., Chris, by the name of Anonymous Source, and he keeps repeatedly getting quoted in articles. I'm not saying you do that, but others do. And until I read the report, I'm not going to draw conclusions based on allegations by the anonymous source. I will read Mr. Horowitz's report carefully. I'll draw my own conclusions. After reading Mr. Strzok's emails and Ms. Page's emails and watching Mr. Comey's behavior, particularly with respect to Secretary Clinton, I think any fair-minded American would look at those actions and say there's a real possibility that those people acted on their political beliefs. Now, if Mr. Horowitz says otherwise, I'll consider it carefully. But I'm going to read the report.
Now, that's the right answer.
Right.
Chris Wallace didn't have the right question. And thank goodness he said, well, we haven't read the report. And he didn't mention newspaper accounts. But I'm sorry, Chris Wallace, in the last basically year has really gone down, in my opinion, has really gone down since we've been doing the Democratic debates. I think he wants to be in that debate stage so badly he is willing to carry this water. And he used to be so different that he would ask the questions that were more of what the narrative wasn't or about the narrative, but to kind of say, but we don't know. Okay, now Senator Kennedy's going to talk about the impeachment hearings. Listen in.
Let's turn to the impeachment hearings, and let's talk. Look at some of the highlights over the last 2 weeks. Here they are.
The meeting President Zelensky wanted was conditioned on the investigations of Burisma and alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016...
were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
Now, Senator, you've drawn an interesting distinction. You've said in asking a foreign country to investigate corruption by someone who happens to be a political rival is okay, but asking a foreign government to investigate a political rival is over the line. So what do you see here? Do you see President Trump pushing on investigation or looking for dirt on Joe Biden?
Here's what I see. I think that Speaker Pelosi is acting in a manner that's insincere, even by the standards of Congress. I think she is turning impeachment into a routine political weapon. I think nobody is above the law, but nobody is beneath it. And I find it unconscionable that they have not allowed the president to defend himself on the House side, can't call witnesses, can't offer rebuttal evidence. In terms of the substance, I think the quid pro quo is a red herring. I think there are only two issues in this case. Number one, according to Speaker Pelosi, President Trump asked for the investigation of a political rival. There's another scenario, and that is that President Trump asked for an investigation of possible corruption by someone who happens to be a political rival. The latter would be, if proven, would be in the national interest. The former would be in his parochial personal interest. When I've raised this point of view about the analysis, many of my friends in the media say, well, there's no evidence of any impropriety by Hunter Biden. And my response to that is that the absence of evidence is not necessarily the evidence, or the absence of evidence is not necessarily the evidence of absence if you don't look. I was going to say Speaker Pelosi has not allowed the defense to offer rebuttal evidence in terms of the possible corruption that the president was looking into.
Very good, Senator Kennedy. I went back and looked at some video of him, and particularly in the Louisiana rally.
Yeah.
Senator Kennedy, actually, when you look at him, because I always see him just from, you know, a headshot.
Sure. Kind of,
I never see him standing and this kind of stuff. He actually has a much younger body than he does that kind of face.
Right.
So, I mean, I was kind of surprised. I mean, he went up on stage. He was very agile when he was with Trump up on stage. Let me go to a break. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Reminder, we're going to be doing the Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show on Friday. I believe we're the only live show in Montgomery. Since you got a hold. So I hope you listen in, hope you call in, hope you'll give us your pick for the Iron Bowl, and talk to us. Don't leave us out here hanging. 272-9228 is where we are. Any caller can get in. Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. And then, first time callers get their name put in twice. Let's go to the phones, go to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you, Keith?
I'm good today. Beautiful weather we're having.
It is gorgeous. I just looked outside.
It is. Were you aware of the fact that this little boy, that 18-year-old kid that that sheriff's deputy, was the son of a Montgomery County deputy?
I am, and I announced that on radio.
Yeah, he's evidently his father's a sheriff's deputy here in Montgomery.
I know.
Anyways, can I get in on your sweet week?
Keith, you can't give me your month and day of birth.
12/3.
You got a birthday coming up.
I sure do.
Keith, listen in. We're going to do that drawing on Friday.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great day.
You too. You too. And yet another reason to listen in on Friday. Let's go to Gary G. Gary G., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Happy Monday to both of y'all. How are you?
I am great. It's Thanksgiving week, and I love this. I love this time of the year.
Yeah, it's a good time. The weather's playing real nice for us, and it's going to be a good one. Now, I'm going to get off the political scene. I'm going to go off to the field. I took some friends to Sweet Creek yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
And talked with Reed and showed him around. He is one fine gentleman, I tell you what.
Isn't he a great guy?
He's top shelf. He really is. And he was very attentive. He was wanting to make sure that the people enjoyed their meal. And he was just a delight to be here. And we stayed there the whole afternoon. Had a lady and her grandson and her daughter. And they just had a blast. Had a blast. And I had the club. I didn't have the Cuban this time. I had the turkey club. And they had something else. And we had some chocolate cake. And I had a piece of the red velvet cake.
Oh, yeah. We had them. They brought us a red velvet cake once. That is really good. It was screens for a glass of milk, though.
Yeah. Well, I had some vanilla ice cream with it, and it was top shelf. It really was. But I just want to let you know, you've got a great sponsor with Reading, and I didn't see his wife yesterday. I didn't get to see them, but I saw a lot of the others.
Well, tell me how the turkey sandwich was.
It was fabulous. You know, I always go to get the Cuban, and I got in line, and I said, I'm going to try this. I've heard a lot of people on the show talk about it, and I'm going to try it. And it was top shelf. It really was. I was very pleased.
Well, so,
I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to both of you. I don't get to call in like I used to, but I'm listening today, and I'm really kind of disturbed about this political thing, but I'm going to keep my remarks to myself.
There you go. We don't want to have to dump your call. Gary, thanks for the telephone call, and the kind words about Sweet Creek.
Have a good day, and keep up the good job.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's continue on with Senator Kennedy here. You can't go wrong with Kennedy here. He's going to be talking about Trump and what did Hunter Biden, what was Donald Trump's intent, and what did Hunter Biden do for the money?
After the Senate trial, he'll get the opportunity, not to say, you know, maybe he should before, but I just want to focus on this phone call, because on July 25th, the president's talking to Ukrainian President Zelensky. He doesn't talk about corruption. He doesn't talk about Burisma, for that matter. He just talks about two Americans, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Doesn't it seem like he was really trying to get dirt on a political rival? And if so, do you think that's a serious act on his part? Is that a crime?
In my opinion, and if I were back teaching in law school, this is the way I would teach this case. Doesn't mean I'm right, but this is the way I see it. There are only two questions that have to be answered here. Why did the president ask for an investigation? And number two, this is inextricably linked to the first question, what did Hunter Biden do for the money? Now, you answer both of those questions, and you can resolve this case fairly. And that's the way I view it. The quid pro quo, I think it's a red herring. Quid pro quo tells you nothing, Chris. What matters is whether it was an illegal quid pro quo, which leads you right into what I think is the correct analysis, which is what I just gave you.
Okay.
But that's just one person's opinion.
Kennedy is really good, that law professor of him is really comes out in the in these kind of interviews. Now, he's going to be talking about
we got a little time here.
The trial process in the Senate. Mm-hmm. There's Conan up there at the White House. Let's listen to Kennedy talking about the trial process.
If the House, and it's not a done deal, but if the House votes to impeach, there would be a Senate trial. A couple of questions quickly. Do you think there'd be a motion to dismiss and there'd be no trial at all? Do you think it would be a two-week trial or a serious trial that goes on for 6 or 8 weeks? And would you favor allowing both sides, Democrats and Republicans, to call witnesses?
I think there will be articles of impeachment issued. I think that Speaker Pelosi's judicial philosophy from the beginning has been guilty. When it comes to the Senate, I do not think that the allegations will be summarily dismissed. I think there will be a trial, and I'm in favor of doing it in accordance with due process and let everybody offer whatever they want to in terms of evidence and bring whatever witnesses they want to. If it takes a long time, I was sent to the Senate to be a senator. I don't mind sitting there as long as it takes.
Now let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm not the same. Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain. If it was, I know what I would do. I would tell you, I would say, let me be, let me be. If you wanna love me, baby, got to give me some more. I can see that everybody's little sugar daddy want to love you. Everybody's little sugar daddy got to love you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump ordering a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes be allowed to retire without losing his rank or status.
A Navy SEAL convicted of posing with a corpse and demoted by the Navy will be allowed to retire without losing his SEAL trident. It ends a saga that led to the termination over the weekend of Navy Secretary Richard Spencer.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Conan, the canine injured in the raid which killed ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was honored today at the White House.
We just gave Conan a medal and a plaque. And it's really, and I actually think Conan knew exactly what was going on.
Conan sustained minor injuries during the attack but has returned to duty. A suburban Minneapolis man suspected of killing his ex-wife and her husband outside of their northern Illinois home last week has died days after shooting himself. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day to start this Thanksgiving week. Lots of sunshine today. High temperature in the upper 60s. Mostly clear. Not quite as cold tonight. The overnight low 43. Tomorrow, comfortable day. High 73. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. Showers become more likely and some thunderstorms perhaps. Tuesday night into the first half of the day Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. High Wednesday, 73. And how about this for a holiday forecast? Partly cloudy with a high temperature up to about 66. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we get to Sam here, let me finish up with Senator Kennedy. He's going to be talking about Ukraine, Russia. Who's carrying the water here?
Finally, the president and his supporters have said that Ukraine was behind the hacking of the DNC computers and that it wasn't Russia. Mm-hmm. That was a big issue this week because former NSC official Fiona Hill said that that is Russian disinformation. She debunked that. But on the other hand, President Trump doubled down on that the very next day. Take a look, sir.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
They gave the server to CrowdStrike, or whatever it's called, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing.
Senator Kennedy, who do you believe was responsible for hacking the DNC and Clinton campaign computers, their emails? Was it Russia or Ukraine?
I don't know, nor do you, nor do any of us. Ms. Hill,
let me just interrupt to say the entire intelligence community says it was Russia.
Right, but it could also be Ukraine. I'm not saying that I know one way or the other. I'm saying that Ms. Hill is entitled to her opinion, but no rebuttal evidence was allowed to be offered. We know, at least the Republicans in the House wanted to call a witness, a DNC political operative, who lobbied the Ukrainian embassy to be involved, get involved in the 2016 election. We don't know if Ukraine did that. We don't know to what extent, because they won't let the president offer his evidence. And that's why I'll say once again, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence if you're not allowed to call your own witnesses.
Okay, now Chuck Todd bifurcated two things there. The three agencies that he's talking about are NSA, CIA, and Director of National Intelligence. Two of those, which are Brennan and Clapper, said yes. But they weren't talking about hacking the server. He's wrong on that. Nobody knows. The only person who said hacking the server was CrowdStrike.
Right.
This was on interfering in the election, and NSA was lukewarm on the subject. Now, that was the narrative that Clapper and Brennan and the Dems wanted to get out, and Chuck Todd is parroting it. I hope to hell, I hope they come up with something on this Ukraine stuff. That would just, it would just make all these people look so, so bad. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Thank you for taking my call, Dan. No, I thought I heard a couple months ago about the server. I think it was on Terry's show this time. Oh, the server is hit out over in Ukraine somewhere, and I don't know what to make of it. I hope it all comes out.
Me too.
Dan, I feel so bad. I feel like I've sinned. I missed the second hour of your show today. I had to run by the VA, and actually that was a pretty quick trip. But
is everything okay?
Pardon?
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Actually, here you go. I'll brag a little bit. They told me I've cut my A1C in half since April, and they were all happy about that. They
said
I'm
great.
At almost 7. So, yeah, so there's some good news.
Did they check your head at all?
Pardon?
Did they check your head at all? This is an unprofessional opinion from all your calls, Sam. Just messing with you.
Oh.
I'm just messing with you.
I apologize. I'm out here. I'm in traffic chatting on the phone. You know, that's risking your life here in Montgomery.
Yeah, it really is.
And, but I did really enjoy it. I don't know who put that together with Jeff Sessions calling in, but that's a good move on his part. Because he sells himself better than anybody. And, you know, all those... all that second guessing. Why is Jeff doing this? Well, the man can speak for himself, and I enjoy hearing him.
We have several good friends of the show. We have Bradley Byrne calling in on Wednesday, and
yes,
so he'll be in. But you know, Jeff Sessions, John Merrill, Bradley Byrne—all of those are good friends, personal friends.
That's what I love about the show. It's local, and you know, you've got a good connection. Dan, can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
No. Of course you can, Sam. Of course you can.
I know where to find you, boy.
I know where to find you. Sam, give me a month of day of birth.
I come by there, and I've been eating chili. 3-5.
All right.
3-5. I'm doing chili this weekend, matter of fact.
Oh, man. Actually,
I'm going to do it on Thanksgiving. So we'll be ready for the weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Sam. Okay.
Did you call Chris Wallace Chuck Todd just a second ago?
Did I?
I think you
did. I hate it when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Two birds of a feather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish it. Well, God. Hate to go out with Swalwell and get people like indigestion. But we got to get some of this stuff. I mean, Swalwell is such a pompous, you know.
Smarmiest man in politics.
Okay, Swalwell, and he's going to be asked about the report on Ukraine narrative. See what he has to say.
Democrats may vote on articles of impeachment as soon as next month to capitalize on momentum from their public hearings, but they still face big hurdles when it comes to drumming up public support for impeachment. Joining us here in Washington, Congressman Eric Swalwell. So, as I discussed with Senator Kennedy, the Inspector General is expected to say when he releases his report in a couple of weeks that the original Trump-Russia investigation was legitimate, was not based on political bias, but he also is going to find that there was some serious misconduct. A low-level FBI lawyer apparently doctored some documents. There are new questions about the Steele dossier. Isn't that alarming?
No, and I reviewed most of this evidence on the Intelligence Committee, and you know, we had concluded they had all the reason in the world to open this investigation. And this report shows that we want FBI agents, if they are told that any campaign is being reached out to by a foreign government or agents of that government, we want them to investigate this. Now, if a lawyer at the FBI acted improperly, that person should be held accountable.
And what do you think this says about the president still saying that this was an attempt to stop him and then to overthrow his presidency?
Well, it looks like the evidence is going to show otherwise. It's time for us to move on. But, you know, to just respond to Senator Kennedy's remark earlier that maybe it was Russia, maybe it was Ukraine. No, not at all. It was Russia. And as a country, we have to make sure that we absolutely acknowledge it was Russia, condemn Russia for it, and it actually plays into Russia's hands if they have this equivalence with Ukraine where we're saying, well, maybe we don't know which one it was.
And all they're doing is just, I mean, they're just keeping the narrative going out here. I can see this for exactly what it is. Now, he's going to be talking about hearings and judiciary.
As I pointed out, I mean, you don't end your role now because you're a member of both House Intel and House Judiciary. So what happens now? When does the Intelligence Committee issue its report? When will Judiciary start hearings? And do you expect Judiciary to hold open hearings and hear from fact witnesses or just, for instance, talk to constitutional scholars about what impeachment means?
So Thursday was the last publicly scheduled hearing. We're still reviewing the evidence, you know, to determine what, if anything, should be, you know, done to the president for this misconduct. But I don't want to speak for the chairman, Chris, but it would go to Judiciary if we decided there needed to be a remedy. And of course, the president, as we voted on, would have rights in the Judiciary Committee to be a part of that process.
Okay. Let's talk about his rights in the Judiciary Committee, because under the House resolution that was passed that authorizes this inquiry, the president does get to have a lawyer in the Judiciary Committee, and it even talks about him being able to cross-examine, to being able to call his own witnesses, but there's an interesting article in that, and it says that if the White House continues to block witnesses from testifying, then the chairman, Jerry Nadler in this case, is well within his rights to shut down the White House lawyer. I mean, even in the Clinton impeachment hearing, the president's lawyer, President Clinton's lawyer, got to question Ken Starr. Are you really saying that you may shut down the White House lawyer?
Well, the amount of obstruction here is unprecedented, and I think it was frustrating for the American people to watch, you know, the last 2 weeks of hearings and hear the president and his defenders say, well, you don't have direct evidence, or all you have is hearsay evidence. You need to hear from XYZ person. When the president is telling Mick Mulvaney, John Bolton, Secretaries Pompeo and Perry not to come in, I think that can go to his consciousness of guilt, but I also don't think he should be rewarded and be able to play such a large part of the proceedings in the Judiciary Committee if they're not going to give us any of the documents. But that's Chairman Nadler's call.
Okay, so imagine this. So you're going to have a hearing in Judiciary with Jerry Nadler chairing it, which I think is going to be an optic within itself. And they're not going to allow that the president have any legal counsel that's there because he basically didn't get the people to go in and testify. I want to tell you something. You think the last 2 weeks look bad? That would look really, really bad. And I knew when they put that in the resolution that that's where they were going with this thing because they knew not everybody's going to show up. And then that kind of gets, nope, we're just going to do a kangaroo court. So these guys are, you know, forget fair play, forget balance. I mean, he wasn't doing what he's supposed to do, so we're going to basically find him guilty for that and take away a right of his. Incredible. Okay, Swalwell continues here. Why such a rush, Eric?
Democrats say that you have enough evidence to proceed and arguably write articles of impeachment, vote articles of impeachment, but you haven't heard. You could say it's not your fault that it's the White House, but you haven't heard from a number of top witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who is asking a court on December 10th, tell me, I've got an order from the White House not to testify, the House wants me to testify, you tell me what to do. The New York Times had an editorial this week, and I want to put it up on the screen. The New York Times editorial argued, no matter is more urgent than impeachment, but it should not be rushed for the protection of the nation's security and for the integrity of the presidency and for the future of the republic. So, why not slow down? Why not wait to see what the judge decides on December 10th? Why not take some of these cases to court? Why are you in such a rush when you're going to be missing some of the most important evidence you could conceivably get?
Most importantly, the president invoked an upcoming election, and voters, you know, in just a few months are going to be voting in the upcoming caucuses. And so there's an urgency to make sure the election and the ballot box, you know, have integrity. And if he's asking a foreign government to interfere in an election, you know, we are, you know, on the clock to make sure that that election is protected.
Yeah, you think
it's crazy.
I mean, see, the way they always play this is we're doing, there's a greater good over here, so this other bad stuff that's happening is fine because there's a greater good. So we're really trying to protect the elections. That's what he's basically saying there. This guy is incredible. So, but the election's in November, so why be so fast? And so he's basically, Chris Wallace is going to ask him about not having enough evidence here.
The election isn't until next November.
Well, no, the Iowa caucuses in February.
Well, but
the
president
primary.
Isn't going to be. I mean, but the Democrats are running against each other. They're not running against Donald Trump.
But one of the candidates is who the president has asked a foreign government, you know, to create misinformation on. So, you know, we have to protect the integrity of those elections. But your question is a fair one. What we have seen, though, is the president, every time we've asked for documents or witnesses, blocks those documents and those witnesses. And this court process is a 9 to 12 month process. So we could lose everything that we value in our democracy waiting on the courts when we already have powerful firsthand accounts from the witnesses who have come forward. And Chris, as a former prosecutor, what I think is most remarkable here, I don't think in modern day history you've seen a bigger investigation that relies entirely on firsthand accounts. Most prosecutors today, to prove their cases, they put emails, text messages, financial documents.
But wait a minute, you talk about Watergate. You had John Dean, and you had firsthand witnesses in the Oval Office. Yeah. John Dean, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, John Mitchell. You don't have any of that.
We don't have as many courageous men in the White House like them right now. But we do have a lot of the president's appointees who have come forward. You know, people like Fiona Hill, people like Ambassador Sondland, Mr. Holmes, Marie.
Most of them never talk to the president. Let me go to a break. More Swalwell. I know. I'll be back right after this.
I have a picture.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears and we cry until dawn.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume.
This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Monday, 272-9228. Let's get a couple of other things done in here. There are some other pieces I want to get to. I have to save the Glenn Simpson till tomorrow. Here's what I was basically going to kind of say, well, it's up to the chairman on the whether Trump has attorneys in there or not. He's not going to take a fall for this one.
You just heard Senator Kennedy, and you've heard the Republicans for the last 2 weeks saying this is unfair. You haven't allowed us, in that case, the Republicans, to call their own witnesses. Some yes, but some no. And now here's a chance for the finally for the president's lawyer to participate, and you're saying you may not allow that either.
Well, I'm saying it's unfair to prevent witnesses who are key witnesses from coming forward. That is monumentally unfair.
But wouldn't it be worse to shut down the White House lawyer?
And I don't know if that decision has been made yet. I'm just saying that we see that for this process to be productive for the American people, we need to have all of the documents. And if the president is going to say, I'm not giving you any of the documents, I'm not letting any of the relevant witnesses come in, however, I want to, you know, throw pot shots, you know, from the gallery and try and fog up this investigation, I don't know, you know, if that's productive either.
Let me get a couple of other stories here. Number one, Ed O'Keefe is talking about Bloomberg. It's official.
One of the world's richest people is officially running for president, but he won't be on the ballot in the early contests that are considered critical for most of his rivals. Michael Bloomberg, the former Republican mayor of New York, launched his Democratic Party campaign with millions of dollars worth of TV ads. Ed O'Keefe is covering campaign 2020. Ed, what's behind this late start strategy from Bloomberg?
Money. He has more of it than any other candidate, so he doesn't have some of the hurdles that the others do. After initially ruling out a run earlier this year, Bloomberg is officially in, running as a moderate Democrat. Whether some think he's too wealthy or too old or too late to join the fray, Bloomberg believes he has the best shot of beating the other New Yorker in the race, President Trump.
He could have just been the middle-class kid who made good, but Mike Bloomberg became the guy who did good.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg kicked off his White House bid this weekend with a new campaign ad.
And now he's taking on him to rebuild a country.
The week-long ad blitz will roll out in at least 46 states and cost a record-breaking $34 million. And the multi-billionaire is promising not to take any campaign contributions and won't accept a salary if he wins the White House.
This is Ed O'Keefe that's doing this report. And so he's not going to take a salary. Of course, when you have $50 billion, you can not take a salary like Donald Trump. The more I see, and particularly when you look at his announcement video that he did, Michael Bloomberg is just total out. For a guy who's smart and has duck shown and people like that, his posters, I don't see any way this works for him. Listen to the fact that he's got ad buy.
Bloomberg, a Republican turned independent, turned Democrat, declined to run in 2016. In September, he told CBS This Morning he wouldn't join the 2020 primary, while former Vice President Joe Biden led the field.
There was not a road for me when Joe was in the race to get through, because we would have split the votes.
But that was then. Polls now show an increasingly fluid primary, with Biden essentially locked in a four-way race with Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and liberal Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Biden welcomed Bloomberg's entry this weekend.
Come on, I welcome the competition.
But other Democrats were critical.
Elections should not be for sale, not to billionaires, not to corporate executives.
It does not mean billionaires buying elections. Or just because they are billionaires, thinking they can run for president.
There are some big hurdles ahead for the mayor. In addition to likely skipping the first two nominating states in the Democratic primary, refusing campaign donations means he won't meet Democratic National Committee rules to qualify for primary debates. His team says if the rules change, he'll gladly participate. And just in a few moments ago, he will make his first campaign stops today in Norfolk, Virginia.
We mentioned that he's wealthy. That $34 million he's putting into ad buys, that is the equivalent of the average American, based on his net worth, equivalent of the average American writing a check for $39.
Yeah. Small change.
Small change for a guy worth $54
billion. I'm glad you know how to do math this really.
I hope I'm right. Someone fact check that for me.
He's a very analytical guy. Yes. He wouldn't be doing this unless he saw a pathway.
Absolutely. And remember, he has analyzed this since 2008. So finally, after all these years, he thinks there must be no.
That was a good little takeaway of the $39. I like that a lot. David Moses, the Secretary of Navy, got fired. Listen to David Martin talk about this.
President Trump's Navy Secretary says he was fired in the controversy over a Navy SEAL because the president gave him an order he couldn't, in good conscience, carry out. Secretary Richard Spencer's removal follows a dispute that began when the president reversed the Navy's demotion of Edward Gallagher. Gallagher was convicted of posing with a dead ISIS fighter in Iraq. He was also accused of murdering a prisoner of war, but was acquitted of that charge. David Martin is at the Pentagon. David, what's the response there?
Spencer's boss, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, says he fired Spencer due to losing trust and confidence in him because of a lack of candor. Either way, the case of the Navy versus Edward Gallagher has now turned into a full-blown fiasco, complete with conflicting accounts of why the Navy Secretary had to go. Spencer was fired a day after denying reports he might resign over the Gallagher affair.
I have not threatened to resign. I am here. I work at the pleasure of the president.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that Spencer had gone behind his back to negotiate with the White House on ways to short-circuit disciplinary proceedings against Gallagher.
Can we fit this last one in? Second part of the story, David Martin.
Last week, the president tweeted, the Navy will not be taking Gallagher's Trident pin, the symbol of his status as an elite Navy SEAL. Spencer said he needed to see an order in writing from the president before stopping Gallagher's appearance before a review board that could have kicked him out of the elite unit.
If the president requests to stop the process, the process stops.
But Spencer's resignation letter made it sound like he was fired before he could embarrass the president by resigning on principle. He wrote, I cannot in good conscience obey an order that I believe violates the sacred oath I took. For his part, President Trump tweeted he was not pleased with the way the Navy handled the Gallagher case and with Spencer's inability to manage cost overruns on big-ticket items like a new aircraft carrier. That capped a day in which Gallagher appeared on Fox News and made openly insubordinate statements about his superior officers.
This is all about ego and retaliation. This has nothing to do with good order and discipline.
In addition to firing Spencer, Defense Secretary Esper also directed that Gallagher be allowed to keep his Trident. In a statement to Fox News, Gallagher thanked the president for stepping in and, quote, correcting all the wrongs that had been done to him.